Villages of Five Points MRRPC amended conditions on Savannah Road.
Mr. Chairman, the Villages of Five Points Property Owners Association and the developers Old Town Point LLC are requesting that the use of the soccer fields, the pavilions, and restrooms, they're dedicated to public use. I believe the property owners would like to require a fee for the usage of those amenities. We provided you copies of the request from Mr. Smith, copies of the minutes of the various meetings on this application. There was a draft agreement, and then we provided you a copy of an email. There are representatives here from the Property Owners Association and the representation from the developers, if you'd like to hear from them.
Gentlemen, I think that would be appropriate to to ask the applicant to enlighten us further. So we'll recognize Mr. Smith.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and Commission members. Mike Smith here on behalf of the Village of Five Points Property Owners Association, Inc. As Mr. Abbott had indicated, we are seeking an amendment to, it would be, it's attached in the exhibit booklet there, I believe is Exhibit 2, Ordinance Number 1377. The specific conditions within that ordinance that we believe are problematic are 8 and 10. And contained within those is reference to a soccer field and pavilion area. And within Condition 8, the final sentence reads that the soccer field and pavilion will be open to public use and enjoyment. And contained within Condition 10 is a particular statement that the this area will be open to the public, again referring to that. So the issue that has come up is under a literal reading of that, we are concerned that we don't have the ability as an association to either restrain or block open use of that particular area, which is still a common element and exposes the association to potential liabilities. So through discussions between myself and Mr. Cirkovic as a representative of Old Town Point, the developer, we have come up with a proposed application form, which is attached as Exhibit 4 to the exhibit booklets provided. And the application serves as an indemnification and contains some insurance liability requirements for any applicant. We aren't seeking to eliminate the public use. We simply want to be able to control it a little bit better so that the risk and liability exposure is minimized to the greatest degree possible to the owners. There have been a series of issues that have come up from this public use, which really just started this past year, at the end of last year. And I have a representative of the community here tonight. If Mr. Chairman will acknowledge him, he could give a little bit more information about the type of use that is going on and why there is a concern. And namely, those uses are youth sports organizations that we sort of went from 0 to 60 on this one overnight because it was no use at all, and then it was the presence of hundreds of children with these organizations and parking, and it was a lot to deal with at one time. So if you will acknowledge Mr.
Sure.
Gilbert, John Gilbert is here with me. He is a past president of the association, and he's also a resident that lives in close proximity to the soccer field.
Mr. Gilbert, if you would come up to the podium and give us your name, and then you may have the floor.
John Gilbert, owner in the Villages of Five Points, East Village, and also a board member, treasurer of the association.
Thank you.
So I guess really what I'm here to do is to highlight some of the things that happened. The biggest problem we had was with the Pop Warner group. They came in, and as with the limited control that we have on the area, we had several verbal agreements, such as signing to manage parking, taking care of the bathrooms properly. Basically, if you use a grill, you control the fire. You have it a certain distance away from the soccer complex. And I live right across to, Old Orchard, so I can, from my garage, I can see the complex. I also visited the complex a number of times while this activity was going on. The fires initially, when they fired the grill up, there were fires sometimes 2 or 3 feet in the air up next to the soccer complex. The parking was totally out of control. People were parking on the grass, which they'd been asked not to do. They were parking in Town Center East and North Village parking areas which they were asked not to do. And there was just chaos. And we got into a situation where a couple of the owners took it upon themselves to have cars towed of the people that were attending the event. And it just was not a pleasant scene. And like our attorney, Mike Smith, has said, we're not trying to stop the use of the soccer complex. We just want the capability to manage the use of it. And we want to be sure that there's accountability for doing the things that the people say they're going to do by having the application, the formal commitment, the insurance, the deposit, and so forth that are necessary, we believe, to properly manage the use of the soccer complex.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
And if I could, just as a follow-up to that, the issue arose in this because these applicants or individuals that have used this in the past are not necessarily owners, and in the usual case, they are not owners. So they are not subject to the contractual restrictions that are recorded. So the association right now arguably has no legal ability to enforce anything against these individuals coming into the community. So rather than impose the full ambit of the restrictions upon these owners, we've sort of focused in on the particular issues that we believe to be pressing right now, incorporated them into an agreement with the hopes that that can be imposed upon them and enforced from a private standpoint from the association to either eliminate problematic use or something to that effect. And Mr. Abbott and I had discussed that this isn't something where we're simply seeking a use fee. It's more something where we're trying to recoup expenses because there are, for example, toiletries that are in these restrooms and things like that that are being provided at the association's expense, trash removal, property management. All of those items were basically operating at a net loss on this without the ability to require insurance coverage in favor of the association either. So the agreement is intended to address that, and there's a copy of a standard set of rules and regulations that we would like to impose and incorporate into that agreement. Through the discussions that have been had between Mr. Cirkovic and myself, we believe presently that it would be better to incorporate these into the ordinance specifically. And the reason for that was to address the competing interests that are at play here between public use and private curtailment so that the Village of Five Points does not have the ability moving forward to subjectively eliminate the public use by saying we don't like you or we want a $50,000 application fee or something of that sort. So we believe that the proposed application and rules are a hybrid of that, where the ability of the Village of Five Points to deny the use is very curtailed, and the proper protections and liability protections are built into that for our favor as well.
Okay, then. Thank you. Mr. Cirkovic, do you wish to make a statement?
On behalf of the developer, I'm John Cirkovic for the record, and I represent Old Town Point LLC, the developer of the Villages of Five Points. The developer introduced the Pop Warner thing because we thought that was good for the community. These issues came up. There's a substantial amount of time getting the revised rules and regulations to the point they are today. Although we're representing the developer, we're really looking out for the user's interest in making sure that they could get access. Although my technical client was the developer was wearing the hat of the user.
Okay. And when this was proposed, what was the developer's intent? What was the developer thinking?
Again, it was the concept was to allow the public at large to use facilities within the Villages of Five Points, particularly the soccer field. We are making use of that, but as the community says, there are problems. The broad language of open general public use. This is too free of a field.
Okay.
I think there needs to be some constraint on the public use.
All right. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask just one question?
Yes,
I guess,
please.
For Mr. Smith.
Yes.
Just to avoid extra work down the road, is there a reason that the actual form of the agreement was to be incorporated into the conditions? It just seems to me that if we incorporate it and, you know, through use of that form, there's changes over time, you have to come back in and change it.
Absolutely. And that's an issue that I addressed, touched upon in the May 20th letter, I think, that's Exhibit 1, that it was a point of some discussion in the negotiations, and where we got to on this is that we felt if we didn't do that, the Village of Five Points is the legal owner. Old Town Point is going to move away legally, so it will no longer have the control to do this. So right now, we're sort of acknowledging the developer control. And as a part of that, I think the interest of the developer, as Mr. Serkovic has communicated them, is necessitating the incorporation. We recognize that it may require some future amendments. We hope not. We hope it's broad enough that we can work within the bounds of what we have, but it is a possibility, unfortunately, that that happens.
Mr. Robinson, I agree with that because the Village of Five Points will turn over control at some time, and then we won't have an interest. And so it has to be in the ordinance, or else I can't just leave it to a contract between X and Y, because Y is going to go away.
Fair enough. Thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Burton, do you have any questions for these gentlemen or statements you'd like to make or want to get a discussion going?
I would like to start the discussion and hear what you all have to say. Was this proffered? I don't remember. I wasn't. I don't remember.
This is before all of us but Bob.
I think it was proffered, actually. I think it was part of the developer's application, was it not, Shane? Do you remember? I think it was always part of the plan.
As a public?
Yes. Yeah. I think what we're dealing with is we live and learn. This is one of those things in my mind that looked great on its face when it was proposed. It sounded good, you know. I don't think anyone really gave much thought to what kind of burden was being created for the ultimate owners. The developer is always transient. He's going to be gone someday. That's the plan. And in his mind, the sooner the better, and I understand that, certainly. So I think what we're dealing with is we need to go back and fix something that probably should have been better thought out at the time. But we're learning, and we have the ability to fix it. So I think what we're really dealing with is an issue that needs to be finished.
And I would add to that just with work I've done with homeowner associations and condo associations. And what you hear back from the insurance companies that provide insurance coverage for them, I would imagine that this probably creates, the way it's worded now, a real nightmare with getting insurance and, you know, the premiums they have to pay and whether they even cover all those sorts of questions.
Not only that, it creates a management headache for a group that really isn't designed to do that. They're designed to manage facilities for their own use. They're not really set up to manage a public facility.
I think it goes back to the original plan for the village, which was sort of a town where you have the town center and you have open spaces like you would in a small town, and it's sort of a hybrid of a lot of things. And as Bob said, this is just sort of one of the unintended or unexpected consequences.
Yeah, I think it's fixable.
And your intention would be that anybody who, a group that if they wanted to say we want it every Saturday, they would fill out this form, pay the money, and then live up to the agreement in this form.
They would, yes. By design, we have this broadly worded where in the application at Exhibit 4 in the top caption, it's sort of a plug-and-play formula where the facilities requested can be described in the use. And a part of this also that I didn't mention is that there was simultaneous requests that were made for the use, and being that it was public and these large bodies were coming in and seeking use, whether it be Pop Warner and another association, we couldn't control whether there was a rugby match going on next to a five-year-old soccer game, and that was concerning. So we are able, by virtue of this application, to have a one-time application used. Now, we did contemplate that some applicants may come in and request a recurring use, and it could be structured within the application where if it was every Saturday, they could submit once. If they violate the agreement, we could pull that use, but it wouldn't have to be done every single occasion. So by design, we're hoping that we can minimize that burden from a bookkeeping standpoint, if nothing else.
So the homeowners association are going to manage this program.
we will accept the applications. The property management company for the association will be accepting the applications, and then the board will be processing them as far as admitting or accepting the use. There is a, looking back, I believe there is a, there's damage deposits and there's the liability coverages. So provided the applicant comes with all those criteria, we aren't really viewing it as a subjective thing of we don't like you. It's more or less, did you meet X, Y, and Z? And if you did, here's the use. And we would be managing it internally. Now, if a particular applicant on one occasion left trash all over the field and the restrooms were destroyed, I think on the next application that they would view it as a breach of the prior agreement and not grant that applicant use anymore.
So you're planning on taking control? Essentially, he's going to
yes,
be out the, immediately.
Well, that's a much larger question that has been going on between Mr. Cirkovic and I for some time as to whether or not they actually have the authority to do that. So I don't know that I can answer that definitively.
Excuse me, too many pronouns for me. They have the who they?
Whether Old Town Point. Jamin and Christian Hudson are representative of Old
right.
Town Point. They're also on the board. There is some academic debate as to whether or not Jamin and Christian's vote overrides the existing board or if Old Town Point overrides the existing board right now as a result of developer control.
Okay.
So when you say who's going to administer it, the Village of Five Points, but as of here and today, the Village of Five Points is largely controlled by Old Town Point.
Are all the interests united on this? Are you all going to play by the same rules here? And
again, the documents you have in front of you took Mr. Smith did an initial draft. There was playback.
You're all in agreement.
Right. In other words, we worked out the agreement, and again, I wasn't. We're representing Old Town Point, but we were. In the interest of the applicants that we had already invited to the area, such as the Pop Warner, we're trying to make sure that those people would still have access to the facility.
Sure.
And we ended up with some compromise language that was a lot less one-sided on behalf of the association.
Okay.
In short, those documents that were submitted were a joint submission after months of negotiation.
How does Pop Warner feel about that?
I don't know that we've asked their opinion on that. We would welcome their use. We would welcome their use within the bounds of what we believe is acceptable. When this started, like I said, it happened overnight, and it was here's an empty field, and the next day here's 200 children, barbecues, alcohol, smoking, parking. It was all overnight. So that created a large stir, and there was some discussions between Pop Warner and the association to try to work in a positive direction while this was pending. So they continued to make use of the field. Maybe John or either John could comment on whether or not they're still using it. I'm not sure. But they would be welcome back if we could get this in line.
Even public lands have regulations. I mean, there's rules governing what you can and cannot do, when you can and cannot do it. And permits required for a fire or something. So, I mean, the fact that they want to manage it is a good thing. I think there needs to be something there. Yeah, another question that occurs to me, fortunately, you gentlemen are the attorneys, so I'll just ask you, is there a fair housing consideration at all? Do you need to have some non-discriminatory language in your application or something to make
it
to...
Could be, but I believe it would be on an as-applied basis based on the applicant and the use. That a lot of that would depend on the group that was applying. We obviously do not intend to discriminate.
No, I don't think it would hurt to state that.
Sure. And I wouldn't be opposed to incorporating that if necessary. I think a lot of this came, and I may be misspeaking on this, as a result of the Cape and Lopen High School, I believe, had a facility that was being used for some time, and then they began imposing maybe some use restrictions there, which sort of shifted the burden to us all of a sudden, and now we're trying to catch up with what they had done themselves over at Cape and Lopen. I believe that's correct. I'm not entirely certain on that.
I have no further questions.
Anyone else have any questions or thoughts they want to share?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I think historically the Hudsons have always been very supportive of youth sports, and they have their big complex out on Route 1 where they have a huge mass of people. My concern is whether or not whether or not we should have input, whether or not if it's even appropriate to have input from some of the folks that are using the field. I mean,
I don't think it necessarily is. It would have been nice, but you know, it's no different than the school district or the county or the state creating regulations on how it's going to use its property. I mean, and in those types of cases, you want to generate something that's maybe user-friendly, but ultimately it's your property to control. So I don't want this to get held up because of that.
Okay.
And it sounds like it's open to anybody. So then if you say, well, we want to talk to Pop Warner, what about some other group, the Henlopen Soccer Club, that may want to use it? They're going to say, well, why didn't you talk to us too? So.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, that was part of my pondering is whether or not it's something that's we should even consider having a public hearing on, where some of these groups will be notified of that, whether or not it's even, and I agree with what you're saying in terms of it's their property and they should be able to set restrictions on it. But one of the concerns I do have is whether the cost becomes so prohibitive that some of these nonprofit youth organizations now are put out of a potential use.
Yeah, well, and I would say in response to that, looking at the language that we're discussing, you know, the one thing I think we need to keep in mind is it never said that, it says that it's open to public use and enjoyment, but I think implicit in that could still be that they could require agreements and forms and applications and certain insurance requirements, even if it's open to public use. I don't think...
It doesn't say free.
Yeah, it doesn't say free and, you know, that they're not entitled to coordinate that and everything else. I think really what they're asking for is just so that the ordinance says that it's still open to public use, or, you know, that's the intention of it, but we have some control over it, and we can also show this ordinance to a group and say, look, this is basically what we're relying on. So,
if I could make one comment to help on that point, that was a subject of some discussion between Mr. Serkovic and I, and the result was in the agreement, our damage deposit is set that it cannot exceed $1,000, and the cleaning fee only applies if they fail to clean it. So as far as the cost of use, we have tried to minimize that as much as we can within the bounds of what these organizations are seeking. And that came as a result of the input from Jamin and Christian and Mr. Serkovic as well, as far as those monetary amounts and limits. So we did try to make it so that the association couldn't unilaterally set damage deposits and use fees that would basically eliminate the use.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Because it's written in that way, does that fix the fee until they want to change it?
Well, I think it would, because the way it's proposed is they're actually incorporating the proposed agreement by reference. So, they don't have the, yeah, they do. They have the insurance requirements. They don't have the actual fees.
$250.
Well, $250, yeah.
Section 6 has the limits on damage deposits.
Yeah. You're right, okay. So it's the limits. I was looking at the first page where it talks about fill in the blank, but yeah, there's the limits on Section 6. So that was kind of my initial question, is that they wanted to change it, they'd have to come back to us. So to answer your question, is it's said in there that that's the limits, that it's an ordinance amendment or a condition change if they wanted to.
So if Pop Warner came in and got permission to utilize the site and paid their fee, that fee would be set for their season, not per day?
Again, that was some discussion came up on that. I believe the uniform position that was taken was that if the $1,000 damage deposit is paid and we're going to just hold it throughout the season, then it would continue forward. It would not be $1,000, we'll pay it back, $1,000, we'll pay it back every week. Thank you. Yep.
Any other comments? I'm okay with this. My motion for the Village of Five Points MRRPC amended condition on Savannah Road is for approval.
To approve, is that to approve the amendments to condition number 8 and
yes.
Number 10?
Yeah, 8 and 10, yes.
Do you hear a second?
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the amendments to conditions number 8 and 10 for the Villages of Five Points MRRPC on Savannah Road. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed?
Yeah.
Okay, the motion passes 4-1.